What's up, y'all? It's your girl Shania on her Never Holding Back podcast. You know, I took a break for a minute or whatever, but I'm back now in my motherfucking glory or whatever. So today my podcast is going to be about bother bitches. Because these broke-ass bitches out here be so fucking bothered. Like, it is so crazy. Let me tell you some crazy-ass story and shit, right? It's just so, shit be falling into my lap when I just least expect it. It's so fucking funny. Like, you know, so I be minding my business. You know, you mind a business that pays you so you can keep getting paid, okay? So I mind my business. I drink my motherfucking water and I eat my fruits and vegetables. And I get this money and I mind my business. I don't even know why bitches be so bothered by me or so pressed by Shania. But then I know why. Because look at me. Like, I'm a bad-ass motherfucking bitch, okay? I ain't got no raggedy-ass kids. I ain't got no raggedy-ass man holding me back, fucking up my growth. I ain't got none of that. You know what I'm saying? I live this life. I get this money. I fuck with who I want to. I travel. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no extra baggage. And I'm cute as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? And my personality is the shit. I don't need nobody for nothing. I'm good shit. I got me. And a lot of people be bothered by that. A lot of bitches is ugly as fuck. And they just be wondering why niggas fuck with me so heavy. I'm me. And most importantly, I'm 100% real. There is no faking over here at all. What you see is what you get. What I put out there is the same motherfucking bitch, period. Let me tell you this story, right? So I went down to the little, you know, courthouse. I was a witness on my homegirl's case or whatever, right? So we sitting down there, you know, catching up, just chit-chatting or whatever. And she proceeds to tell me that, you know, when she was in jail for about 5 days, she was in a holding cell with some bitch, right? Some bitch she don't even know from a can of paint. And a girl don't know her from a can of paint, right? So she's sitting there telling me, she's like, yeah, bitch, or whatever. So long story short, the girl who she was in a holding cell with, the girl was basically sitting up there talking shit about, she did basically telling all her business about this dude, right? And this is the dude, I used to talk to this dude or whatever, but we ain't like that, you know, we cool or whatever, but we ain't like how we used to be. Like, bitches think because y'all fuck with the same nigga, there's a competition, and there's not. You are not me, I don't want to be you. You know what I'm saying? There is no competition. I don't give a fuck if I was a billionaire, he fucking with a broke-ass crackhead. We are still not the same bitch, you know what I'm saying? And his mentality is where he went left and went below, whatever. So she's sitting up talking about how she fuck with this dude, right? Or whatever. She's sitting up talking about how she fuck with some nigga. He lied to her and told her that he owns the shop that he work at. He's the owner and shit like that, which he's the worker. He gets told when to come into work and how much he gets paid. He does not own anything or whatever. And she's talking about, she was talking shit about me. But she called me Red because she don't know my fucking name or whatever. Like, she said my name. Well, she called me Nene or something. My name is Shania Naya for short. I don't know no fucking Nene. But a lot of people down south and shit call me Red. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm light-skinned or whatever. So she was just talking shit. And she's like, oh, yeah, I be fucking with this dude such and such and such. And I know he be fucking with this girl named Nene or Naya or whatever. But she go by Red or something like that. Or whatever. And this they talking about, oh, Red's so tough, she's about that shit. Oh, I can't wait to pull up on her one day or just run into her so I can see what the hype is about and shit. And then the bitch proceeds to say, oh, because she thinks she's so cute on her live Facebook with her tea time and her podcast. Why are you watching me so much? Oh my God, bro. Swear to God, if you go watch me like that, just hit the follow button because you're giving it away that you're obsessed with me. Like, real shit. You're fucking on my dick to describe down to the T my live, my podcast. And bitch, guess what? I don't think I'm cute. I know I'm cute as fuck. That's why you're watching my page wondering why the niggas that's fucking you and strictly fucking you, that's it, why they're so on my dick, why they so can't leave me alone, why they so always follow me, because I'm me. You are not me. You should never be that pressed about another fucking bitch, especially a bitch whose name you don't even know, right? So she's sitting there down the county talking to my friend who she don't know, telling her all of this shit, right? Talking about, oh yeah, wait until I see that red bitch, y'all, I'm gonna beat her ass or whatever. And my bitch was like, oh yeah, you know that red bitch you sit up here talking shit about. She said, that's my fucking homegirl, bitch. And she smacked the fuck out that bitch. And she choked her up in the motherfucking holding cell. And she was in the muzzle that motherfucking day and locked in the holding cell. And she spent 3 days down the county extra because she had to smack a bitch about her homegirl. And I'm just telling y'all bitches this. Y'all need to stop running y'all fucking business. Y'all need to stop fucking pillow talking about bitches, niggas, or whatever to people that you don't even fucking know. Because let me tell y'all something. Don't nobody know who nobody know. And me, I know a lot of motherfuckers. You'll be surprised who the fuck I know. And that's why the bitch got choked up in the county, because she was sitting there pillow talking about me and didn't even know who the fuck I knew, when the bitch you talking to is my fucking dog, nigga. And that's what the fuck you get. Why the fuck do people be out here talking shit to people don't even know about? What's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all, bitches? Why do bitches be having y'all so bothered? How the fuck is you talking about a nigga that you fucking with that you said is supposed to be outside picking you up? He ain't bail you out. Bitch, you down the county for stealing Uggs. Retail theft. You mean to tell me you fucking a nigga that I used to fuck with and you gotta steal Uggs? I mean, I'll give you the pair of Uggs he bought me. Like, do you need a loan? What do you need, bitch? Like, you need something because you're out here fucked up that you need to be down the county for stealing Uggs. And then the first thing you talking about is this nigga and his bitches. What is wrong with y'all bitches? Get y'all some fucking money. Y'all priorities be fucked up. Y'all be worried about everybody else but yourself. All this dick out here. But y'all be worried about one nigga. One nigga and all his bitches that he may be talking to. If you got one nigga out here and you're single as a motherfucking $2 Pringle and you got one man, bitch, you're doing it wrong. I swear to God, you're doing it wrong. Ain't no reason why you fucking with one nigga that's lying to you, playing you, and all that shit. And you just keep fucking with that nigga, going back and forth with him. Like, there ain't other people out here. Y'all bitches be pathetic. And y'all don't know y'all fucking worth. Can't no nigga ever had me looking out here like these bitches do. You think I'm down in county about to do a 2-5 bid for keep stealing? And I'm talking about a bitch that I don't even know? Dumb. Bothered. Bitches be bothered. Niggas be bothered too. Because this nigga out here telling other niggas, we talk or we this and that. Why is you out here talking like that? When we don't have no type of title, no type of commitment, and you fuck with other people, I fuck with other people. Why is you telling people that we, why? Why are you trying to claim something that you don't want to be claimed? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas say, oh, I fuck with her. You can't talk to her. Who can't talk to me? Who can't talk to me? I can talk to whoever the fuck I want to talk to. I don't give a fuck if that's your pastor. If I want to talk to the Pastor Jenkins, I'm talking to Pastor Jenkins. Like, what is wrong with people? And niggas be out perpetrating for these bitches. Told this bitch he owned the fucking shop. Nigga, you don't own shit. My cousin owned that shop. You're a fucking worker. Like, what? People be out here trying to perpetrate for these bitches. Perpetrating for bitches who down the county for stealing Uggs, number one. Perpetrating for broke-ass bitches. Perpetrating for bitches who ain't got shit. Not even a vehicle. Not even a bus pass. And you're perpetrating for what? Because you're not fucking secure in your own situation. You won't have to perp to a bitch about nothing. Period. And niggas out here that's perping for bitches, trying to keep up with the next fucking Joneses, trying to fuck all these hoes in their hoe phase, trying to keep up with their man, but really ain't got it. Y'all niggas need to get y'all shit together. Because you trying to keep up with everybody else, and ain't none of your shit at home settled. You're still at the fucking bare bottom. While you trying to keep up with everybody the fuck else that's up here. And you're still at 0.5. You ain't even get to one yet. And you still trying to keep up with niggas that's at 10 and 15. It don't add up. Focus on yourself. be so bothered? Bothered is the motherfucking topic today. Because I can never be that bothered by somebody. Maybe because I'm so secure with myself and I just know that I'm the shit. Like, what? I couldn't believe that shit. I mean, I know I got fans and I know, like, I got fans. You know what I'm saying? But I did not know bitches be watching your shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not that type of bitch and I can never be that type of bitch to just sit there and watch somebody's shit like that. Like, that's be on me. Y'all put that much time and worry about nigga and his bitches and what the fuck he doing, what he doing it with, you might as well go get a job. No, real shit. Like, you can get a job and be getting paid per hour to do shit like that. That's your passion, but y'all are doing it for free for dick. There is no way I'm up here down jail for retail theft and I'm fucking bragging about a nigga who don't even bail me out. Who, when I get out, I gotta call a jitney. He don't even pick you up. Like, what? Like, y'all bitches be doing it wrong. Y'all fucking with niggas. Y'all fucking with the wrong niggas. Like, real shit. And bitches that be fucking with niggas, and then, like, what are y'all doing? Just fucking with a nigga to just fuck them. Like, you're in jail. You're fucked up. And all you worry about is some dick. The priorities. And I'm so glad this bitch got choked up by my bitch. Because that's going to let that bitch know. Next time you go somewhere and you don't fucking know somebody, shut the fuck up, bitch. What is you running your mouth for? Running your chops? Running your blabber dick-sucking lips about somebody you don't even know their fucking name? And how the fuck is y'all so bothered and watching the bitch so much? Like, it is crazy to me. And I've been, I'm 26. I'll be 27 next year. I was born beautiful. You know, so this hate that I've been getting, it's been since birth. But now, 2020, I'm sorry. People's just, the hate is starting into fucking possessiveness. Like, y'all are crazy over these weak-ass niggas. These are weak-ass niggas. Like, weak. W-E-A-K. I get so weak. These niggas is weak. Like, weak in the knees, weak. Make your knees buckle. They so weak. Y'all be so pressed over weak ass niggas that ain't got a fucking pot to piss in. And that's why certain niggas, they know when they come encounter with me and they ain't even on my level, they go fuck with weak bitches like this bitch or the next bitch or bitches that's beneath them or on their mentality level. Because when you meet a bitch like me that know what she want, that's secure in her shit, that go after what she wants, she don't play no fucking games. I'm not no kid. You know what I'm saying? When you got a secure person, insecure people do not know how to handle that, especially men, because they know you're not on their level. They know they're not on your level. And they know if you want to, you will stop fucking with that man today and 10 niggas will be on your radar by tomorrow. But a weak-ass bitch that don't nobody want, ain't nobody checking for that bitch. You ain't even checking for that bitch. So what the fuck the next nigga checking for that bitch for? Like, you know what I'm saying? No. And a lot of these broke-ass niggas be fucking with bitches that need them. That need them. I don't need nobody. I need them for attention or need them to stop pass or need them just be wanting a man so bad that they are just so fucking dumb. Like, so dumb. It's crazy to me how bitches can be so fucking dumb over these niggas. Over these niggas. Like, what? I'm single as a Pringle. I ain't got one nigga. Fuck, I got one nigga for. Like, options. Options. And let me tell you something. Anytime I ever did a bit in jail, all my niggas pitched in and bailed me the fuck out. Even if I wasn't fucking with them niggas. I'm just a real ass bitch. Like, real shit, I'm a real ass bitch. That's why people gravitate towards me and they can never let me go. My vibe and my realness is it's unmatched. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just who I am. That's just who I am. I'll never be bothered by somebody, like some bitch or some nigga. Like, I'm so blessed out here. I could never be bothered how motherfuckers be bothered. And it'd be people that you don't even fucking know. I don't even know this girl, y'all. I don't even know her. I don't be knowing these hoes. These bitches really be searching, looking you up, and stalking your fucking page. The only way that bitch know I had a live tea time 4 weeks ago? Because my name is in your search box, bitch. You're on my dick so bad. It's so crazy. But I flatter. I love this shit. Like, I swear to God, I do. What they say, if you ain't got no vibe, you ain't got no haters, you ain't doing it right. Because I've been so, these last couple weeks, hater, 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 hater. Like, hater, hater, hater. Even the niggas that be around me, they be hating. They hate how I move. They hate how I get more money than them. Nigga, I'm a hustler. Like, what you mean? I get bread, nigga. I don't need a single dick for shit. I don't got my hand out to no nigga about no fucking dollar. Like, I go and get it. I'm not no weak ass, broke ass, insecure ass bitch. I know what the fuck I come with. That's why bitches are so bothered by me. Thank you. Y'all need to be bothered. And y'all, if you want to watch my live, bitch, take note to it. You sat there and sat on that phone for 15 minutes and watched somebody you don't know talk and go live on a tea time. And you ain't take no notes. You ain't take no notes, bitch. You still fucking with a weak ass nigga. Like, I can't. It is so funny, but I'm so glad people be bothered. They need to put that energy into bettering herself, because if you would put that bother energy into yourself, you would not have got caught stealing Uggs. Uggs is $200. I got about 8 pair in the fucking closet, and one is from that man that she was talking about down the county with me. So, I mean, if you need a pair of Uggs, I got you. I'll rent them to you. I'll lend them to you. You can buy them off of me for discount. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a little cut. I'll give you a little break because you broke, obviously. You gotta steal them. So, you know what I'm saying? I got you. I got you. But instead of being bothered by the next bitch that's getting her coins, you know what I'm saying? You need to put that energy into getting your own coins and stop getting arrested for shoplifting. It's 2020. You mean to tell me you still getting arrested for stealing? Like, get your own bag. Like, get those. This is crazy to me. Bitches be so bothered. And they be bothered by bitches who don't even know who the fuck they are. Like, I be wondering how many fucking people sit up all day, search me just to fucking watch me. Like, it's crazy how bothered motherfuckers be. But that's the life we live in. It comes with the territory of being a bad bitch. Like, it really comes with the territory of being a bad bitch. So, and you know, it is what it is or whatever. But I just want to let everybody know, stop being bothered. You bother ass nigga, stop being bothered. Get y'all some money. You bother ass broke ass bitches that are bothered by bitches that niggas is fucking with. Stop being bothered. If that's not your man, y'all ain't got a title. Even if that is your man, he still be out here with these bitches. I'm going to tell you something. Title turn out don't matter. Stop worrying about niggas and they bitches. That sounds crazy to me. Like, the only way you need to be worried about somebody is that man that did something disrespectful to you and something crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, pick your battles. Like, and I'm like, what? And this is, I don't, like, what? Y'all even know, like, this shit is just so funny to me. Like, who's big bothered like that? Like, but this just be the, this be the minor shit that I be dealing with. Like, I done had somebody tell one of my shorties all types of weird shit. Like, this bitch really, that's so funny. Like, this is a different bitch. Like, one of my niggas that I be talking to, right, some girl he used to fuck with. And once again, one of these bitches, I don't know. He told me, he I don't even know her name, what she look like, because he told me or whatever, because I don't be out here asking about bitches. Like, I am that bitch. I don't care about bitches. Like, what the fuck? Niggas is gonna always fuck with me. Any nigga I come across, they're gonna always fuck with me. That's why I never worry about nothing. Like, these niggas, they come and go, but they always gonna stay, if you get what I mean. Like, like, yeah, this bitch gonna tell one of my shorties, this one of these, it's like probably like a month ago, some fucking weird, I don't even know this girl, but this dude I be talking to, he's like, yeah, what the fuck, somebody just, my old bitch just hit me and was like, oh, you told her, you messaged her on something, or you posted on Facebook you was pregnant by me. What? Ain't nobody post that. Who the hell's posting that on Facebook? Like, what the fuck is wrong with bitches? Like, she went told that man that he was going to stop fucking with me. Like, what? He knows ain't nobody over here pregnant. Like, what? And niggas know I don't even get into shit like that on Facebook. You mean to tell me I'm going to post on Facebook and blow up my shit that I'm fucking with, all the niggas I be fucking with, to go ahead and lie and say that I'm pregnant by this dude. What? Girl, please, just pay my bills and not as die. I don't like, bitches be doing the most for these niggas who do not give a fuck about them. Like, facts. These bitches be doing the most about niggas who do not give two cans of paint about these bitches. Like, it don't matter what y'all do, how many bitches y'all stop, that man's never gonna fuck with you how you want him to fuck with you. If he wants to fuck with you like that, he simply would. Like, that's like me saying, if a nigga wanna talk to me, he will call me, he'll text me, he would. Like, bitches be doing so much to keep a nigga that does not, I repeat, that does not, one more time, I repeat, that does not want to be kept. Stop trying to keep someone who don't want to be kept. You doing the most about his bitches is going to just bring him over to his bitches more. Like, especially when people don't even fuck around, like how people be acting like they fuck around. Like, stop. Y'all bitches be too insecure. Too insecure on all levels. Like, too insecure. A nigga gonna be where he wanna be at. Period. Stop worrying about these bitches niggas fucking with, because they still gonna fuck with them. Stop worrying about all that other shit, because they still gonna do it. If you got a nigga that's out here playing games and fucking with bitches, bro, let him go. He's gonna do what he's gonna do. Let them go. What the fuck is you stressing for? Worrying about all his bitches, what he doing with his bitches, calling bitches, trying to fight bitches. Y'all bitches still fight bitches over niggas? Over dick? And there is billions of trillions of millions of billions of trillions of dollars out here. And y'all still fighting bitches over niggas. Swear to God, it will never happen to me. Only time I fight a bitch is about my motherfucking respect. If you gotta disrespect me, it gotta be personal. I'm not getting my hands dirty about no dick. For what? I'm gonna fuck the next bitch? No. Cut that dick off and get you another dick. Bitches be so bothered wanting to watch you, watching your tea time and your podcast. Take heat. That's why I am who I am. I practice what I preach. How you watching it? Are you mad? You're mad. You mad you don't have the confidence and personality to get up on live and go live. You mad you don't have the personality and confidence to do a podcast whenever you feel like dropping one. Guess what? I do. So, you know, this red bang little shawty, she about to go to work, get her coins, her easy money. And, you know, I got another topic for y'all. I might drop it in a couple days. I might drop it next Wednesday. But I'm feeling the urge, so I might get y'all one on Friday. That topic is going to most likely be about fucking people you ain't got no business fucking and why I'd be so good. So, y'all stay tuned on that topic by Friday. I'll probably drop that for y'all. And you know, little tea time, little Naya's podcast, never holding back, because my bitch did not hold back that smack and that choke hold. Watch who the fuck y'all be sitting up talking about to strangers, because y'all don't know who people know, okay? And you'll get that choke down next time, okay? Be mindful. Stop being so bothered and bother your dry ass pockets with lint in them with some fucking money, okay? That green shmoney. Replace that bother with money. You know, now your tea time. Y'all have a good day. Have some laughs, have some giggles, because guess what? Fuck Donald Trump!